This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to cover a little DACA today. We're going to talk about Paul Ryan during one segment. We're going to go back to Oprah and Trump, and I'm going to show you that presidents are not elected, they are selected. I'm going to show you how they've been forecasting as to what's going on with Donald Trump and Oprah. I'm going to play some audio from not only Oprah, but from also the other side, which would be President Donald Trump back in 1988. I want you to listen to how this is done, friends. And keep in mind, it was also our friend, the President of the United States back in the 30s, that said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you bet it was planned that way. We're also going to be covering an imam in North Carolina is calling for the slaughter of Jews in the United States of America. I'm going to cover that as well. So we're going to be covering something different every segment here. Firstly, what I do want to cover is the fact that we have now, friends, a former Google engineer files a discrimination lawsuit. He said being a white male conservative at Google is like being gay in the 1950s. And if you want to understand what he's talking about, why don't you go online and you can actually watch the video that was being taught in health classes across the United States back in the 50s and the 60s. Matter of fact, homosexuals and lesbians, if they were caught or found out, they were actually told, young people were told by the authorities to actually turn them into the authorities. If they were to run into them because they were mentally ill people. And that was a fact all the way up until 1973 in this country. But I want you to listen carefully. And another example of hypocrisy from individuals who promote tolerance and diversity, namely Google. Google is now being sued over what former Google engineer James Damore is calling discrimination against white male conservatives. Listen to what's going on here, friends. Look who this is all aimed at. We're seeing this from Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to be talking about him for a couple minutes as well in the up-and-coming hour. Oprah Winfrey, Barack Hussein Obama, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all playing the race card. Who's the problem? The whites. Matter of fact, Oprah Winfrey said they need to die. They just need to die off. Going back to Mr. Damore, he was fired back in August after he posted an internal memo which argued that women were biologically less capable of engineering and not as equally represented in the technology field as a result. However, Damore isn't the only one. Why is Google trying to censor your speech? Why is Facebook trying to censor your speech? Why are they discriminating against who we are as a people? Because they want to change who we are as a people. These are the modern day revisionists attempting to transition us into what they want us to look like, period. They need to read Exodus 20, verse 4 when they get a moment. Damore is joined in a 161-page suit by another former Google engineer named David Goodman, who spent 3 years with Google working on a query engine. And according to Goodman's LinkedIn profile. He left the company in December of 2016 and has been self-employed ever since. Now I want you to listen carefully to the details. The lawsuit filed by Dillon Law Group says it aims to represent all employees of Google who have been discriminated against due to their perceived conservative political views by Google. So what's happening, America? You're under attack by all these outlets. Clearly you're under attack. Clearly someone's trying to censor freedom of speech. And keep in mind, freedom is not the right to do what we want to do. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And we have a law in this country that needs to be abided by. And guess what? You'll find that Google and Facebook and Twitter and others are the ones that are violating free speech. They're being discriminated against, America, by Google, Facebook, Twitter, because of their perceived conservative political views by Google. So what's happening? Well, these are the same people, Google, Facebook, Twitter, that are saying that we will not tolerate any intolerance, when in fact you'll find out that they're the intolerant group. Google's discriminated against perceived conserved political views by Google due to their male gender by Google and due to their Caucasian race by Google. I mean, folks, you know what? When you just go online and you see what the adults are talking about today, it's like inquiry minds have to know. It's nothing but a bunch of gossip and a bunch of 15-year-old kids in a high school classroom somewhere in this country, going back and forth, bantering back and forth like a bunch of immature little brats wanting it to have it their way. And if they don't get their way, then they're just going to whine about it. They're going to cry about it. They're going to claim victim status. They're going to claim oppression, racism, whatever the case might be, friends. This country needs to grow up, and the people in this country need to simply grow up. And it shows as to what's taking place in this country, how unprincipled the American people have become. I mean, it's like you never left high school. It's like you never left being 15 years old when you see how adults in this country go back and forth. And, of course, it all starts in the church, and we see it in the government. We see it on a daily basis. I'm going to show you that in the up-and-coming hour as well. But to go back to this point where Google's being sued, more specifically, it accuses Google of singling out and mistreating and systematically punishing and terminating employees who express views deviating from the majority view at Google. At Google, friends, not the majority of the people, but the majority view at Google on political subjects raised in the workplace and relevant to Google's employment policies and its businesses, such as diversity, hiring policies, bias sensitivity, or social justice. Folks, and notice these words, all coming from the intolerant, right, as they like to label themselves. Diversity, hiring policies, bias sensitivity, or social justice. Folks, it all comes back to a state of lawlessness. And again, keep in mind, Google, Twitter, and Facebook are those that are trying to tear down constitutional law in this country in hopes of creating and recreating something in a country, namely, that does not look anything like what our forefathers established. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back. I'm going to highlight, he's not the hero, he's the villain, talking about Paul Ryan for the next segment. I'll take a quick break.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, listen carefully. Next month, everybody's talking about how they're going to get a bigger check. And while they have you diverted away into some delusional island where you're going to receive this big check as they're requiring you and requesting, both, might I add, that you sell your soul, that you might have a bigger check next month, you can rest assured they're going to attempt to jam something through while you're diverted. Mark my words. They're about as easy to read, friends, as the screen in front of my face right now. They're trying to make Paul Ryan out just today, talking about what they're going to do about DACA. And all the earmarks and these new bills that are being passed through. And, of course, they're going to try to make Paul Ryan out to be the hero when, in fact, friends, he is the villain. If you remember right, I brought this up a couple times. Back in December of 2015, December 16th to be exact, the very first bill that Paul Ryan jammed through, headlines from Breitbart News, Paul Ryan betrays America. That's the headline. 1.1 trillion, 2,000 plus page omnibus bill funds fundamental transformation of America. And guess what's in it? You know, again, the media is putting up Paul Ryan as if he's a hero and he's gonna do something about DACA, right? Did you know that the very first major legislative achievement this criminal passed is a total and complete sellout of the American people masquerading as an appropriations bill? By the way, this is the article. Number one, Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. And see, they put this debate up between, again, the left and the right, only to divide and conquer, and at the end of the day, you lose. But folks, he is not the hero. He is the villain. And I want to remind all of you Trumpites, he's right next to Donald Trump. So don't suggest for one moment that he doesn't know who Paul Ryan is and what Paul Ryan is attempting to jam down the throats of the American people. Ryan's omnibus bill, the first major legislative achievement, is a total and complete sellout of the American people, masquerading as an appropriations bill. Well, some might say, well, that's just too harsh. Wait a second. It is. You're right. It is. But guess what? He's the one that did it. Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds Dreamers. Though much of the public attention has surrounded the president's 2014 executive amnesty, the president's 2012 amnesty quietly continues to churn out work permits and federal benefits for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. This is still going on today. Paul Ryan's bill funds entirely this 2012 executive amnesty for Dreamers, or illegal immigrants who came to the country as minors. They're alluring these illegals into this country, America, and you're paying for it. Specifically, Division F of Ryan's omnibus bill contains no language that would prohibit the use of funds to continue the president's unconstitutional program. Now, this is under Barack Hussein Obama back in 2015, talking about 2012 and 2014, but guess what we're dealing with today, friends? Exactly. Exactly. This was passed in 2015, and now you're dealing with it today. Back under Barack Hussein Obama, the executive action known as deferred action for, again, using the child as the excuse to play the emotions of the American people to say, oh, come on, we got to let the kids in. But Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, has granted around 700,000 illegal aliens with work permits. That means you lose, America, as well as the ability to receive tax credits and federal entitlement programs. A recent GAO report documented how this illegal amnesty program for alien youth is, in large, responsible for the illegal alien minor surge on our southern border. And by the way, while we're spending so much time on the southern border, folks, don't forget about what's going on over here on the northern border as well. You have to look at this lunatic in Canada and what he's advocating. Many people believe that Canada will be a staging point for an attack on America. This guy is advocating anything and everything, literally, Mr. Trudeau, the Prime Minister. I mean, I've seen pictures of him now mocking Christ, praising and worshiping Allah with other Muslims that he's alluring in. He will not condemn terrorism. And the list goes on, friends. He's a lunatic. But we see a lot of that going on in the United States of America, too. In 2013, going back to my point, Paul Ryan said that it is his job as a U.S. lawmaker to tear away at the Constitution, right? It's his job as a U.S. lawmaker to put himself into the shoes of the dreamers who is waiting, he said, and work to find legislative solutions to his or her problems. No, what they don't realize is they are in the hand of the living God being used to judge this nation in which they are a part, whether they know it or not. Period. Mark my words. Why? Because they're not my words. They're the words of the living God. The word of the Lord is forever settled in heaven. It's not going to change because you don't like it. Number two, Ryan's omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities. Listen to what Paul Ryan is responsible for in helping Barack Hussein Obama on December 16th, 2015 to fundamentally transform America. Hey folks, the players are in place. Ryan's omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities. Hey, America and Americans, if you knew federal law, for every crime committed by an illegal alien in the United States of America, those that brought them in sanctuary cities are personally responsible. And I'm talking about mayors, governors, representatives. They're responsible for the crimes of the illegals. Number two, Ryan's omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities. They are alluring illegals into this country. He is not the hero. He is the villain. But see what the media is doing. They're trying to put truth in a lie at odds one with another. They're trying to call him a hero when in fact he is a villain. They're trying to put light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, the truth for the lie and the lie for the truth, Isaiah 5:20. Number three, Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Listen carefully, friends. This was just on the news today. This is why we're on the forefront of what's going on continuously here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com. We know that we're onto something, and then we get to a point where they try to push it through as something that it's not, or even those that are responsible for attempting to destroy this country, they're trying to put them up as the heroes when in fact they are not. They're the destroyers. Read John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly what you have tolerated concerning Paul Ryan. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Number four, Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years in this country. Number five, Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlement. Man, this guy has sold himself out to giving your country away to those that are illegally in this country. And if they're not here yet, they're alluring them in, aren't they? This is happening in your country today. Number six, Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens. Everybody blamed Barack Hussein Obama for this. Yes, but Paul Ryan was an accomplice. His bill funded the release of criminal aliens back onto the streets in this country. Number seven, Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign worker visas in the United States of America. The provision would quadruple the number of H-2B visas for unskilled guest workers for a total of more than 250,000, writes immigration attorney Ian Smith. The Americans who fill these jobs are typically society's most vulnerable, including single women, the disabled, the elderly, minorities, teenagers, students, and the first-generation immigrants, Smith explains. Hey, folks, the foreigner that comes in, again, the Word of God, Deuteronomy, verse 28, chapter 28, verse 43, I'm sorry. Folks, I want to tell you something. They're going to be made the head, and you're going to be made the tail. Number nine is Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases. And number 10, Ryan's omnibus bill fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. Have you ever seen a picture of Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan's homes? It's interesting. They have these high stone walls all the way around their houses, but they don't want you to be protected. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you want to check out our YouTube page, please do. ABC News used some of our commentary last week. They're high quality videos that we use. They're short lessons per se, because we're giving you the answers rather than magnifying the crime. We're actually magnifying the law against the crime. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just highlighting the fact that Paul Ryan, who they're trying to make out to be the hero now concerning DACA, the dreamers, you know, the anchor babies that have come into this country. Well, I want to let you know that he's not the hero. He is the villain. He is the architect of what's taking place today. And again, they're trying to put it in a false light. And as I told you during the first segment, friends, you mark my words, as they're diverting your attention away from what's really happening. They're going to try pushing something through next month under your noses, as they're promising you, to those that have sold their souls, a bigger check. Yeah. A bigger check, man. We're promising you a bigger check. Yep. Pay attention to what's going on, America. There is diversion at work right now. Pay attention to what I do on the left hand, but I'm going to be doing something over here on the right hand. It's called sleight of hand. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's happening. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin who had rightly said that tyranny begins in the religion of ignorance.
And that's exactly what's happening in this country. There's no question about it. Until we hold our elected officials, our representatives, accountable, no change to the Constitution will matter. Once we hold them accountable to no change, once we hold them accountable, no change will be necessary, said the father of our Constitution. That's exactly right. Until we hold our elected representatives accountable, no change to the Constitution will matter. Once we hold them accountable, no change will be necessary. Of course, because they're written law, like that of the Medes and the Persians. They're not to be changed in any sense of the word. Now, moving forward, we're on the next segment here, third segment of Sons of Liberty Radio.com. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. This is President Roosevelt back in the 30s. He also said, presidents are not elected. They're selected. Presidents are selected, not elected. Let me say it again. Presidents are selected, not elected, said President Theodore Roosevelt. Now, I want to go back to 1988 really quick, because what's going on right now, folks, these seeds have been planted a long time ago. And how I shared with you concerning Donald Trump as to how he was groomed to be put into the favor of the American people, well, someone had to give him exposure to, for him to get to that point, correct? I want to go back to 1988. On Oprah Winfrey's television program, listen to the question that was answered, okay? And then what I'm going to do right after this, I'm going to play a piece from Larry King where he asked Donald Trump, if he were ever to become the president over 20 years ago, who would his VP be? Okay, listen carefully. This is why we're talking about Oprah Winfrey today. Here's the first video, audio.
You took out a full-page ad in major U.S. newspapers last year criticizing U.S. foreign policy. What would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies, forgetting about the enemies. The enemies you can't talk to so easily. I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something's going to happen over the next number of years with this country, because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion. And yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here. They sell their cars, their VCRs. They knock the hell out of our companies. And, hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me. And I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not. But I do get tired of seeing the country ripped.
Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally, because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings, and we're not.
What do you think of this year's presidential race?
Okay. So that's the first video. This was in 1988. Okay? Just sharing with you, America, how this happens. This is the definition of grooming. And it's going back to what President Theodore Roosevelt said. Folks, there's nobody, I don't care if you're an insider. Because we continuously see this cycle over and over and over again. And people are trying to figure out, how did they get there? Who paid their way? Why is it that people know who he is? And I shared with you sometime back, friends, Michael Peruca, who ran in 2004 concerning the presidential race for the White House back in 2004, was asked by a reporter why nobody knew who he was. He only got 1 million votes. And this is what he said. I want you to think about what he said. He said, they don't want you to know who I am. They don't want you to know that I'm an option. Because they don't want anybody to get in the way of their agenda. And here's what it comes to. If they didn't want you to know who they were, they wouldn't have given them the exposure that they have to get to the White House. Common sense comes into play. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way, said Theodore Roosevelt back in the 30s. Presidents are selected, not elected. This was back in 1988. Okay, let's go back 20 years again, because we're going to be talking about Oprah Winfrey for just a moment here, okay? Talking about exposure and the exposure she's been given. And folks, the absolute favor and the support of the CIA-controlled media across the boards, it's all over. That's all you have to do is Google search. It's all favorable from the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media. The media that nobody believes. I mean, folks, she's a civil rights champion, according to People magazine. She's considered the most influential person in the whole wide world, according to the CIA-controlled media. Folks, that's all you have to do is ask yourself the question, who said that? I did an article last week to further prove the point. I did an article on who told you that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired people in the world. The headline was, to the 94% who don't believe the media in this country, who told you Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired persons? The people that you say you don't believe. And it's the same thing with Oprah Winfrey. Now, I'm not saying she's a bad girl, but I'm telling you what, friends, the birds of a feather, they flock together. She's not hanging around Harvey Weinstein, folks, or Weinstein. I'll tell you, she got another buddy. His name is George Soros. It's interesting how that guy, that character, that international criminal keeps popping up, isn't it? And let me ask you something further, friends, concerning Oprah. Isn't it interesting she's the most influential woman, according to the media, in the world? And now they shot at her yesterday and the American people over the last couple days a possibility of her becoming the president of the United States of America in 2020. Folks, I want to show you who Oprah is. Oprah Winfrey, nobody supported the criminal Barack Hussein Obama for the presidency more than Oprah Winfrey did. That's Oprah Winfrey. You want to see someone play the race card like Barack Hussein Obama? You're going to get more of the same with Oprah Winfrey. And we talked about that yesterday, and I'm going to get to that this weekend. I'm fine-tuning my message for this weekend show concerning Oprah. Now, let's do this. Let's go 20 years back. That first audio that I played was in 1988. Oprah asked Donald if he'd ever become the president. Now, you can see the grooming of Donald Trump as well. Home Alone, all the good deeds he's done, the paper ads. Everybody knows who he is. Now, I can tell you on a first-hand referral, I remember I spent some time with a reporter, the senior editor. For a week, he jumped on tour with us, Matt Labash from the Weekly Standard. And I said, just tell me one person out of everybody you've ever interviewed. This is about 10, 12 years ago. That you didn't like. He said, the only person I never liked was an absolute narcissist. Arrogant, prideful. And I said, who was that? He said, that was Donald Trump. See, so, folks, behind closed doors, you get different reports. I just seen a thing on a conservative outlet yesterday that Donald Trump's administration is given a completely, and all across the board, every aspect, friends, a free hand with the American people because they all trust him. Now, if that doesn't scare you, nothing will. And I want to tell you something as well, friends. Very little of history do you know. Very little of history do you know. If I get time, I'll give you an analogy and you'll get exactly what I'm talking about. Sam, go ahead and play that audio of Larry King interviewing Donald Trump. Oh, you know what? We're going to get to it on the other side. Final segment coming up. I'm hoping I can get this done within this hour. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bradley Dean here. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Presidents are selected, not elected. Wow. I just played some audio from Oprah Winfrey interviewing Donald Trump back in 1988, asking him if he'd ever become the president. And now here's some audio from Larry King talking to Donald Trump, asking the question, do you have a vice presidential candidate in mind over 20 years ago? Listen to this.
We're all over the board tonight talking about lots of issues as he announces the formation of exploratory committee to possibly seek the candidacy of the Reform Party. Do you have a vice presidential candidate in mind?
Well, I really haven't gotten quite there yet. I love Oprah. Oprah would always be my first choice.
Oprah,
your competitor, right?
Oprah's competitor.
You know what? I'll tell you, she's really a great woman, though. She is a terrific woman. She's somebody that's very special. I have not even thought about it. I guess we'll see. We'll see. Maybe that's part of the whole process.
Okay, so we have Oprah asking Donald Trump, teeing it up for Donald Trump back in 1988, asking him if he'd ever consider running for the presidency or the running for the People's White House. And he said, I would never count it out. I'd never rule that out. Well, I don't have a problem with someone caring about who we are as a people, but it's amazing that the media, which is it's anti-everything America. Oh, by the way, P.S., just to add that to what I just said, anti-American. The CIA-controlled narrative is anti-American. It totally is, all the way through and through. Now the media is propping up Colin Kaepernick. They're trying to make him out now to be a civil rights hero. He's going to go down in history as a civil rights hero for dishonoring the blood of our veterans. Just keep that in mind, okay? But this is the same media that put up Donald Trump to become the people's president today. People don't think. You know, here's the thing. Tyrants rise where justice dies. If I would have seen this current administration enforce the law and bring back in the rule of law concerning the Clintons, the Obamas, and so on and so forth, and would have indicted them and charged them for their crimes against we the people, this presidency would have 100% of my support. But we've seen just the exact opposite. If I would have played more audio from 1988 when Oprah was interviewing him, asking him the question if he wanted to become or if he would consider becoming the president of the United States of America, he began to talk about Bill Clinton, and how good of a guy Bill Clinton was. And this is the guy, too, just recently that said he doesn't want to hurt the Clintons because they're good people. Google it if you don't believe me. See, so what's happening here is this political talk that Donald Trump said when he said that he would bring up a special prosecutor concerning the Clintons. That's what he said when he was asked by the media as to why he brought up special prosecutor concerning the Clintons. He said it was political talk. In other words, I told the people what they wanted to hear. And I have to throw this in here, because if you remember right, within 1 minute and 30 seconds of his victory speech, he told the American people for a year and a half that he's going to go after lying Hillary. And at his victory speech, within 1 minute and 30 seconds, he told America, the very people that put him into the place that he is now, friends, that the American people owed Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. If that's not enough for you, I can't help you. Okay? You just keep going on with your bad self. And then when his presidency is over and you see that he teed it up for who's ever else coming down the road, because that's exactly what's happening right now with Oprah Winfrey. And by the way, going back a month ago, I told you a month ago, listeners, friends, that they're going to push Oprah Winfrey. I told you that 30 days ago. And sure enough, they fell right into it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being faithful the way that you are faithful to those that seek your face and to those that don't. Because either you're going to reject the message or you're going to receive the message. It's up to you, America. But you're being played. I'm just telling you, you're being played. This isn't by chance. This isn't a coincidence. Folks, they have been grooming Oprah for a long, long time. Did you know that her television show aired from September 8th 1986 to May 25th, 2011. Oprah is now a correspondent for 60 Minutes as well. If it was not television that helped her exposure, then it was movies. The 100-Foot Journey, Selma, The Great Debaters. Their eyes were watching God. Their eyes were watching God. And of course, she's going to come across as a Christian as well. But folks, mark my words, you're going to get more of Barack Hussein Obama in which she supported if you allow this to come forth, to bring forth fruit in any sense of the word. Just mark my words. And again, it's one of those, don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I did. Going to the next point in my final point of the day. In North Carolina, friends, an imam calls for the slaughter of Jews. The Kill the Jews imams in Texas, California, and New Jersey have not been fired, nor have they been removed. And it's astonishing. No uproar, no media outrage. And I want you to think about the libelous hit job the media has done on our colleagues for opposing jihad terror. Just think about that. I shared with you during the first segment, Paul Ryan did everything in his power to fund illegals coming into the United States of America. And anybody that speaks out against them, the media is right there to demonize them. I want you to think about that. The media and representatives in this country have done their best to destroy good people who have stood against the most brutal and extreme ideology on the face of the earth while scrubbing and whitewashing the wholesale slaughter of genocidal imams. All of these imams cite Quran chapter and verse. Thousands of imams across the world, millions of believers believe their gate and bloodlust to be righteous because it's in the Quran. When it is, and when, let me ask you the question, when is the West going to finally come to terms with that? That's all you have to do is look to England. That's all you have to do is look to France. That's all you have to do is look to Germany. We just seen last week, friends, how a full-scale investigation into the United States because there was some sort of verbal threat to a mosque in the United States of America. But now what we're talking about is an imam in North Carolina calling for the slaughter of Jews in the United States of America. When are you going to figure out what's going on here, friends? When are you going to figure out what's going on here? By the way, if you'd like to read that article, North Carolina imam calls for slaughter of Jews, the sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted by senior editor Tim Brown. This isn't an issue of making war with Islam. This is an issue of you defending and taking your ground concerning Islam. I want you to listen to the great field prophet, John Wesley from England, back in the 1700s, and listen carefully to what he had to say concerning Islam. "Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world," said John Wesley, "the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their names are remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, and the revenge of these destroyers of humankind." I know in America you still think you're playing games. I know in America you think, folks, that sin is a puppy to be played with. But I want to tell you something. It's not a puppy to be played with. What you don't realize is that puppy has rabies, and it means to latch onto you. You need to wake up as to what's going on. You need to read, first and foremost, the Word of God, folks, because the Word of God is going to keep you on the forefront, way ahead of the game, because He promised that He would anoint your eyes that you would see and anoint your ears that you might hear as to what's going on in your country. We don't need a bunch of spectators right now. What we need in this country are those that are going to take the Word of God and run with it and mean what the Word says, because we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean." We are. We're kicking the hell out, and we're getting to heaven in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.